Well, then the next one, the bride, tells about the going to be bred. And when she came back, she'd eaten such rich swill she couldn't fit into her little A-frame. She was a house pig, but she had her own little house, and she was terribly ashamed. And she sort of encamped outside their window, the human's window, for 3 days until she kind of slimmed down, could get back into her house. And as she said, until I could enter my maiden chamber once more, but now I carried in me the fruit of my mating. Then the next one, her task is to instruct her piglets. These shall I house train, I swear it. They shall dwell like their mother among dexterous humans to teach them pig wisdom, she says. And she said, oh, Isis, bless thy pigs, piglets. And then this one I think I'll read to you. It's called Her Secret. In the human's house, fine things abound. Furniture, rugs by the hearth, bowls and pitchers, freezer and fridge, closets of food, baskets of apples, the musical saw on which my he-human plays the songs I dream. In my neat A-frame, they think there is nothing, only the clean straw of my bed. But under the floor I gather beautiful tins, nutshells, ribbons, shining buttons, the thousand baubles a pig desires. They are well hidden. Piglets shall find one day an inheritance of shapes, textures, mysterious substances. Rubber, velvet, aluminum, paper. Yes, I am founding stick by stick, wrapper by wrapper, trinkets, toys, civilization.